Welcome to the Small Business Report. I'm Gordon Deal. We examine things like habits of entrepreneurs, emerging trends, financing, marketing, the impact of big business decisions, where to get help, even how to get started on your own. Today's stories, why so many middle-class jobs are on the decline and how this may affect small businesses, and helping the student in your house experiment with entrepreneurism. Our report today is brought to you by Geico. When shopping for car insurance, consider this. Geico has been saving people money on car insurance for over 75 years. So if you're serious about savings, it's simple. Go to geico.com. After 75 years, they know how to save you money. Middle-class jobs, based on a relatively narrow set of repeated tasks, such as welding machine operators or bank tellers, are on the decline. And that's a worrisome trend in the job market, which is already struggling with the number of people who have quit looking for work altogether, hurting what's called the labor participation rate. Wall Street Journal reporter Lauren Weber has a look at the loss of what are called routine jobs. Lauren, what's happening in the job market?
You know, some of these jobs are simply disappearing and not necessarily being replaced, but what we found is that the job growth in the economy tends to be coming from non-routine jobs, either on the low-skilled end, things like home health care aid or service jobs, and then on the, you know, more cognitive, jobs that require a lot of critical thinking and problem solving. On the high end, those skills are, you know, a lot of kind of technical jobs. You're, you know, programming computers rather than simply being replaced by them.
Mm. All right. So what about the people who had those routine jobs? What for them now?
Right. Well, their conclusions are kind of intuitive to a lot of people and will, you know, make clear sense, but they found a lot of evidence for this. The people who have been most affected by the loss of routine jobs have either been men with who are high school dropouts or who have only a high school diploma, no additional education. And those men have tended to, in quite high numbers, either leave the workforce completely or, you know, end up in non-routine manual jobs, those kinds of service jobs that I mentioned before. But by far, the majority of them are just simply leaving the workforce. So that's partly what explains the fact that we have a fairly low labor force participation rate right now. Mm. Some of that has to do with just, you know, demographics of aging. A lot of baby boomers are leaving the workforce. But there's also this issue of men who are still in their prime working years who are leaving the workforce. And these authors basically found that there's a clear connection between the loss of these types of repetitive jobs that are on the decline.
Wow. Do these guys ever return to the workforce, or once they're considered gone, they don't come back?
Well, I think we are in the middle of that social experiment, right? I mean, the unemployment rate is, well, we're right now at full employment, as economists would say it, but we have this low labor force participation. So there are all these people on the sidelines. The fact that there are a lot of open jobs right now, I think we're going to see whether or not that labor force participation rate increases as some of these people who, you know, got automated or outsourced or other issues out of their jobs end up coming back for some of the jobs that are being created. Now, you know, historically in these kinds of transitions, new kinds of jobs emerge. So, you know, that's why, we've managed to not only recover, but the economy tends to improve with technological advances. I think everybody's still trying to figure out if that's still going to be the case, given that we have things like artificial intelligence. You know, the machines that we're replacing people with are smarter now than they have been in the past.
Right. We're speaking with Wall Street Journal reporter Lauren Weber. Her piece is called Routine Jobs Are Disappearing. And if the people who've quit the workforce, I guess, or are taking these lower-paying jobs now, are they not acquiring the skills, say, to find new work in a higher-paying job?
That's part of it. You know, this is everybody's answer to this problem is, well, let's just retrain people, or, you know, let's train people with different skills. I think there's still a question of, well, can everybody be trained to have a cognitive job? You
right.
know, the kind of job that's not going to be, vulnerable to this kind of disappearance.
Thanks, Lauren. Wall Street Journal reporter Lauren Weber. Coming up next, encouraging your teen to be an entrepreneur. And this portion of our podcast is brought to you by Geico. When shopping for car insurance, consider this. Geico has been saving people money on car insurance for over 75 years. So if you're serious about savings, it's simple. Go to geico.com. After 75 years, they know how to save you money. Finally, we've got a student in the house who's interested in entrepreneurship. Might want to consult a group called Junior Achievement, which helps K through 12 students learn entrepreneurship and financial literacy. An article from nerdwallet.com says entrepreneurship is a great way for kids to learn self-confidence. Five ideas with low startup costs. Number one, web or app development. Teens can harness their tech knowledge and coding skills by creating websites and apps for local businesses. Number two, e-commerce. Online marketplaces are a great outlet for crafty teens. Selling online means a potentially international customer base. Number three, social media. They can use their skills to help small business owners establish a presence on sites like Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And number four, traditional services. Mowing lawns and babysitting are still great options. Word of mouth, still the best marketing tool. And number five, tutoring. Forming a tutoring company, either alone or with studious friends. Consider focusing on a specific subject like a foreign language or SAT prep. Music lessons can pay as well. Again, from nerdwallet.com. Reminder, by the way, the Small Business Report is found on our website, which is thismorningwithgordondeal.com, as well as on places like iTunes and SoundCloud. Those are also places where you can hear our daily news program called This Morning, America's First News. Also, if you'd like to share your small business story, I'd like to hear it. Free publicity for you, inspiration and tips for others. You can email me at gdeal@compassmedianetworks.com. Thanks for listening to the Small Business Report. I'm Gordon Deal.